Debbie Bogle in from the United Way. Like good the morning. Outfit. Got is that a poodle umbrella?
It is.
Jumpsuit or no jumpsuit?
No, she's got the Cruella DeVille vibes going on.
I have this very unique vintage umbrella that's a poodle.
Are you going to use it or you just, is it an accessory?
It's an accessory.
She got up this morning going, oh, I can carry this today.
Yes. And then I wore a dress to match it.
And a bracelet.
Yes. So, I mean, it's very unique.
It looks like a Harry Potter wand at the bottom.
And then, you know, it's got the little ruffles and everything. And this is the case and you pull it off and then there's.
Don't open that indoors.
I'm not.
Don't open it, period. Either A, moths will fly out, or B, they might fall apart.
Yeah, oh, no, I've used it.
Have you really?
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it's antique usable. And functional.
Yes, absolutely.
And aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
So it checks Debbie all
loves,
the boxes.
She loves her antiquing. She does.
I wouldn't really call it antiquing, though,
well,
right?
Well, the act of you the
like,
shopping.
You like things vintage. From a very certain era.
Yes.
And I don't think of those, although they will eventually
I meant,
be.
I meant the process
no,
of
no,
the thing.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know how you describe antique. I don't know what age has to go by to be an antiquity.
I believe for, you know, like an antique store, technically anything 100 years or older is antique.
Yeah, that's not really your thing. It's more vintage, yes. But I don't know the
it's
verb
getting
for
closer.
Vintaging.
It's getting closer.
She goes vintaging.
Yes, I go just, vintaging.
Yeah.
Estate sales, you know, things like that.
Also not a verb. True. I don't have a verb.
Okay.
Or estate selling.
Yeah.
I don't
buying.
Know.
Buying.
Vintage shopping. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes. It's my hobby.
And do you go a lot?
Yeah.
Where do you get the information? Where does one find a listing or knowledge of an estate sale?
There's a circuit.
Yeah. You can just Google and stuff will pop up at Facebook. You get in some Facebook groups.
One of those.
You know, just and then you find them. Like there's certain people that do estate sales regularly and they'll post that there's one coming up. Like there's one in Canton, Illinois this weekend. That's
so you travel a little bit then.
Yeah.
Is that part of the fun though?
It is.
Get on the road and go do something.
Yeah.
Is it normally during the week or on a weekend?
On the weekend.
Okay.
Do we have any? I'm sorry. Any of those no buy groups online where you don't buy? They're just I have this stuff available. If you want to come get it, are there any groups like that you've come across?
This is Nick's way of asking how cheap can I participate?
I don't want
in
people's
this?
Free stuff. No, I just was reading about it yesterday that a lot of collectors or people that have a hobby like that
they give it away.
They post stuff like I've got a box of stuff. It might be a mixed mask coffee mug or an old scarf I don't need, but it's good.
Yes, you do see a lot of that just with other people posting in, because I'm in a bunch of groups for, you know, mid-century modern, mid-century, those types of things, and people post. And a lot of times the stuff that I like, people think is junk, you know, it was their
give me a description of what some, like an item that falls into that category.
So
that you have
the biggest thing is the swung vases and genie bottles that I collect.
And so what are those?
Those are they're Viking vases from the 60s. And, you know, they're just real beautiful glass. And
so I'm assuming that's a brand and not the actual like people.
Correct.
Or football team.
Correct. Viking and Empoli glass.
Okay.
And
So they're the flowery kind of lots of shape.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes, they're all different, unique. They're hand blown, and
a lot of teal.
Yes,
okay.
Teal, orange.
All right, I'm feeling the vibe.
You see them, like you'll see them in TV shows that are you know that era, like Mad Men or you know whatever. You'll see them in the background.
Okay, got it.
I Dream a Genie, those kind of genie bottles. And but people, you know, it's their great grandmothers and, you know, they stuck a flower in it and put it in a garage sale for 25 cents, you know, and those go for, you know, $200-$300. And so it's always kind of fun, you know, the hunt for them,
yeah.
To find one. And we've found several like that where, you know,
were there more than one brand? Are there knockoffs? I mean, or is it pretty easy to identify?
It's pretty easy to identify them.
Okay.
You know, when you see them.
She sees them and then is like, play cool, play cool,
yeah.
Play cool.
I do. I'll like kind of try.
You sure you want a full
slowly,
quarter for this?
Yeah. You know.
I'm thinking 15 cents.
And then there's the other time where it's the I better sprint because that lady also wants it. Yeah. I got to get after
it.
Yes,
her. That's
so interesting. What was the other besides the Viking?
Empoli.
Empoli?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they had all kinds of, you know, all kinds of glass stuff, but the genie bottles are really what I collect, and the swung vases.
Do you buy any of the knockoffs that look awesome that are clearly not them just because they look good?
Not really. When I first started collecting, I bought a couple just to, you know, because my collection looked very
sparse.
Bare. Yeah. So I did add a few, but now I just have, you know, mostly that stuff. So
it's cool. It's not fun to have a hobby.
Most people don't care about
it. It is fun to have a hobby.
They're not interested, but I just like to look at them. Like I like to go and dust them off.
I think I would
like these are beautiful.
It's been so long. Since decades, like to go to a garage sale or an estate sale, or, you know, I've been to sort of not flea markets, but you go to like where there's kind of those places. Well, over here, what's it called?
Wabash.
Wabash. There's one up in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. It's got a big warehouse, but it's even been years since I've done that.
Yeah. And we go, you know, kind of all over. Typically, I mean, you can find they're pretty rare, but you can find them now and then at a, you know, antique shop or, you know, thrift shop, but typically they're super expensive. So it's, to me, the fun is finding them and being like,
in
oh
the
my
wild.
Gosh, I found this for
in
50
the
cents.
Yep.
There you go.
You know,
well, have fun. Keep
Thank
us posted
you.
On any of your big finds.
Thank you.
All right. I saw yesterday that, well, actually saw it 2 days ago, but then I saw a local release that the Boy Scouts are changing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To Scouting America, I believe.
Well, they're taking out boys.
Yeah.
And they're, do you feel like, we have our Operation Cookie Share coming up in June
yes.
with Hickory Point Bank, mm-hmm. which I will support because the troops get the cookies. You know,
absolutely.
It is just something you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know because I've seen it. What happens when you're in a faraway place doing the worst job on earth, you know, in the worst conditions, and you get a care package from someone you've never even met, and it's just cookies?
Yep.
I will support that forever.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool project that they have.
We just had the Boy Scouts in, you know, the executive director.
Yeah,
but
they got
nice
a lot
to get
going
a heads
on.
Up about changing your name after 140 years, but no word. Mm-hmm. But now they have. But is there eventually going to be one organization? Do you think? Because it seems now that they're all, we've run out of people that are participating in just boys or just girls, and now we want to take boys out and feel like a more gender-neutral title means you're recruiting more people?
Yeah, I'm not
sure. I mean, just philosophically having the conversation. I'm not.
They allow girls in it.
Yeah, but now they've officially changed the name so that girls aren't joining the Boy Scouts.
It's just Scouts now.
Yes.
You know, Scouting America. Yeah, I don't know. I, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the food pantries, you know, have a different mission and a different reason that they're, you know, that's the pond that they fish in, you know, is the saying that if you come into a food pantry, then that's the gateway to us getting you this kind of help that we also do. So, you know, I don't know that they would ever merge. I think they have different missions.
Do they? But were they not created? If you go back to and once again, I am not advocating or rooting for anything.
Right.
I'm just saying things have to evolve and change. Millikan University has to evolve and change. You can't do what you were doing 100 years ago.
Right.
Everything, the media, but some of these organizations don't change. And the Boy Scouts was created for boys, and girls were left out. So then they created the Girl Scouts, except that was like learn how to do an easy bake oven and do all the other things. And now they're all doing the same stuff, STEM, you know, whatever. Does it make sense to have two organizations, one with the word boys, one with the word girls?
Right.
Why? The whole landscape has changed.
Yeah. And yes, I would say so. And, you know, they do some of the same things, but a lot of things I believe are completely different.
I don't know. I went to the Girl Scout state convention a couple of years ago out at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, and it looked to me like every single thing the Boy Scouts were doing. I mean, like there wasn't any, mm-hmm. you know, it was still all over the place. You could still earn badges. And,
right.
But what it wasn't was some home ec show.
Right. Yeah.
I just think, would it not be more functional, cost-wise, fundraising-wise, serve the most wise if you just came together.
Yeah, I mean,
but you would be surprised what keeps that from happening in life.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that folks don't want to do that. And but, you know, Girl Scouts is really about empowering and confidence and those types of things in girls. So I don't know how they change to.
We're also that isn't exclusive anymore.
True. They go into schools and they will work with entire classrooms on bullying and things like that.
But so. I'm saying, you know, empowering women is not a concept at this point. You know, and it isn't something that you have to do because the Boy Scouts aren't doing it or vice versa. I just think we got a long way to go, but society has certainly changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think the original mission statements of those groups no longer apply to where we are as a society.
Yeah. And they've definitely.
Or they don't apply separated by gender.
Right.
Does that make sense? Or am I just bad?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're two completely different organizations.
No, they're not. That's what I'm telling you.
I mean, they do similar things, but they are ran by different people with different things in mind. And they're essentially competitors. I mean, they're essentially competitors.
Right.
Which I know is the origin or the genesis of what you're saying.
So if you are dependent on people paying admission and making donations, do you take it out of this area and put it into like a business area, and you keep going to the same donors and going, well, yeah, but we do it better than they do it. No, we do it better than, and you're basically, how many checks are you going to write?
Right.
And continue to write. And that's the big thing. We're changing our name because we don't want girls to join Scouting of America.
Right.
So that kind of eliminates the need for two.
I'm not, once again, not advocating for that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying sometimes this world is the last to sort of adapt and survive and do the things that people have to do all the time because life just changes.
It does.
And I thought you're renaming and you're taking boys out of it because you want more girls to join, but we still have the Girl Scouts.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question.
I don't know that, and we enjoyed having, you know, the gentleman in the other day. I don't run into them very often, but I wouldn't. Our kid's 20, and I mean, that's not my, you know.
I buy some Trails Inn popcorn whenever it comes to my door.
Okay.
And they do the Christmas trees and things like that, so you do see them out and about.
Yeah. And they have struggled, to be quite honest with you, here locally, because when they did consolidation, not unlike a lot of organizations, American Heart Association, I mean, I could go down a whole list. Yeah. When they became part of the greater St. Louis area council, yeah. Right? I mean, this is kind of what I'm saying. When you're struggling that you have to consolidate and regionalize and do all that, what would the efforts be if you combined resources to be able to offset all of that?
Well, and Girl Scouts did the same thing quite a few years ago.
Sure.
I mean, we used to have a Girl Scouts, you know, here, right. Run here, and then they became more regional.
And a lot of organizations, yeah. And they've done that to cut costs, yeah. Right? I mean, I get it. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But sometimes you lose, you know, in a community when you're not in a community.
Right.
It's harder to be, you can think about regional all you want, but the American Heart Association, a number of these organizations have no presence in this community at all now.
It's difficult. I mean, we have five counties and we don't live in those other four counties. So we're more familiar with Decatur and we're really considered for a long time an outsider in those communities.
Sure.
And it's really hard to, to change that, frame of mind with the residents of those counties.
By the way, once again, not advocated for anything. Yeah. I just, from a common sense point of view, what kind of impact could you have if you combined resources? If basically your mission is the same mission and everybody's competing for the same kids.
At a family level, I know a family that had a son and a daughter, both into scouting. Girl sold me cookies all the time. Boy sold me popcorn all the time.
Yep.
This change comes along, what, like 2 years ago or whatever? Girl then joins Boy Scouts to... Now they take one car to one pack meeting or one den meeting and all of that. Now I can double popcorn sales, but and not as much cookies. But I mean, it on a family level, being in one kind of was a get for them.
Yeah, organizationally, just time spent, all of those things. All right, well, let's take one last break. Debbie's in. We'll tell you about the United Way and what's going on with that right after. Stay tuned.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com.
We get it. Technology is a big part of the world today. At Brinkhotter Realtors, we know that behind every powerful tool, there needs to be a compassionate person dedicated to your goals. We believe that a genuine connection is simply irreplaceable. With us, you get the best of both worlds, cutting-edge technology and a team of professionals who truly care. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors, where technology meets heart. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Four. Tee off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like Ladies Only Golf Clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. That is one of the great songs in the Love Performance Live in Las Vegas with the Beatles Cirque du Soleil show, where they literally create a car and take a car apart just using people and parts.
Oh, that's fun.
I mean, the coordination of that particular scene stands out in my memory of a whole night of memories. It's a really good show. But that whole song with that, Baby, You Can Drive My Car, it was really cool by Cirque du Soleil. All right, what's going on with the United Way here? We got about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. We are almost done with our investment process. We did our resilience line of effort yesterday.
Okay.
Great group of volunteers that came out and listened to presentations and made some really great decisions. Some things, the ask is more than double what we have to give to the agencies. But we managed to get through it, and we're excited about, we've got one more line of effort. Well, not a line of effort, but essential services.
Okay.
And then we'll be done, and we won't do this again for 2 years.
But in 2 years' time, if people want to be a part of this, it's a great way to learn a lot about your community.
It really is. I mean, this is when our volunteers walk out of this process, they're like, wow, I had no idea. You know, it's really not just some feel good story they're hearing about. It's, you know, how do we make these decisions based on the outcomes that they have? And what does that look like?
Well, it's a way, like, you're not serving monthly on a board or doing all the commitments. It's a way to give back. And it's a lot of work in a little limited amount of time.
It's 1 day for each line of effort. So you can do one line of effort or you can do multiple.
I would just encourage you to do it. It's enlightening. And it's also, you also understand, I think, and get a greater look at the challenges we face as a community. And sometimes you don't see that in your life, or you don't really know.
Absolutely. And we've got one more panel left. It's on May 21st, I think it is. If anybody wants to volunteer, you can call me at 217-422-8537.
All right. You can catch her unless she's vintage shopping for Viking vases.
Yes. And, you know, any other oddities that I can find.
All right. Well, maybe somebody will reach out. Maybe somebody's sitting on a trove
somebody's
of Viking
like, I think
vases.
I have a vase that you might want.
Yeah. Or 10 or 20, except you blew it on the cost. You gave the value out while you were talking about it.
Darn it.
You know, not getting those for a quarter anymore.
Maybe somebody won't look it up and they really won't know what it is. So,
well, probably. All right. If you missed any of the show today, remember the podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group are on the website, NowDecatur.com. Just go to the podcast page. You can listen to Byers & Company by the hour or by the interview, however you'd like. We had some great information for you today.
I learned some stuff, yeah.
I did too.
Great day.
That's it. Debbie, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Actually, we'll see you again tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow.
it's a small town.
Can't wait.
That's it for us. We're excited about that. That's a whole different discussion that the United Way is involved with the Richland and EDC and several others. We'll give you the lowdown on that.